Welcome back to Business Matters with me, Roger Hearing, and my guest today, Peter Morisi and Danny Sampson. Now, Danny is Professor of Management at the University of Melbourne, and something rather remarkable is happening at the University of Melbourne today. It's the 2014 Economic and Social Outlook Conference, which I admit doesn't actually sound that exciting, but the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, are both going to be there, and the idea is to really discuss the main public policy issues and the ways further forward in Australia. And the title is Pathways to Growth. Professor Sampson, I mean, what are the pathways to growth for Australia now? I mean, it's had a fairly rough time recently, hasn't it?
Well, we've had a bit of a rough time, Roger, but let me say that compared to most of the rest of the world's economies, including the industrial economies, the Australian economy has performed remarkably well. We're admired by most of the other OECD countries, and just a couple of numbers on there are that our unemployment has remained low. It's currently 5.8%. Interest and inflation low and in control. And also, by the way, whilst most of the rest of the world had a global financial crisis and in many places a fairly deep recession, in Australia we didn't.
Why not?
Because
the
government at the time primed our economy quite substantially, and that's what's led, now that we have a different government, we've now gone back to a Conservative government who've been in place for about 8 months now, they're saying that we have a debt problem and that we have to balance the budget. And so they're putting enormous pressure on the economy. For example, at our conference at the University of Melbourne today, one of the important sessions is going to be called the End of the Age of Entitlement. So the government is looking to rationalise and substantially cut back on the welfare payments that are paid. Sometimes we call it middle-class welfare, where, according to the reports I read, approximately a third of the tax take in Australia goes into the total welfare system. And many people are questioning whether that's too much and whether there's a lot of people who are getting welfare, in middle-class families who are getting welfare, that are getting it unfairly or are getting too much. So that's an example policy question.
You're an economist. Do you think that this is actually the right way forward? Is it living on debt is the wrong way forward? Is entitlement too much? I mean, does it need adjustment?
I think it needs some adjustment, but I don't agree that, as our Prime Minister said, we have a budget emergency, he said a little while ago, and I think that was substantially overstating it, especially, as I said, when you compare our economy, which is in excellent shape compared to most of the others in the world. On the other hand, we have allowed too much sloppiness to occur in our economy, and we've been living off the benefits and the wonderful royalties and taxes that came from our decade plus long mining boom, which is slowing down. And so we do have to make some adjustments. We have to tighten our budget, tighten our belt, so to speak, in Australia over the next decade, because we spent a lot of the royalties on avoiding the global financial crisis recession.
So I'm interested in using the word sloppiness there. Give us an example. I mean, how has Australia been sloppy in its economy?
Well, it hasn't been any more sloppy than most other organisations and governments. My own research, I had a book come out a couple of years ago on this, shows, for example, that in all organisations, especially large ones, one third of what they do in terms of their processes and their work is waste. And I believe that in the Australian government, there's absolutely no exception. In fact, in many organisations in the public sector, as well as the private sector, it's more than that. So we've allowed our health system, for example, to substantially increase its cost burden on the taxpayer.
And yeah, but is that waste? Why is that waste? Because, I mean, the cost may be for reasons of trying to make people more comfortable in hospital. I don't know. There may be all sorts of ways which most people wouldn't see as waste.
No, they wouldn't. But I do know that a fair bit of what is being spent in organisations like hospitals is indeed waste. And by the way, when I say a fair bit, I can quantify that. It is fully one third of what goes on that is actually wasteful. We call it process waste. And a lot of that needs to be pared back. So we have a productivity plateau in Australia right across the economy. There's been very little in the way of productivity improvement, and in many industries there has been a productivity decline or certainly no improvement. So other themes at the conference that's on Today and Tomorrow here. How do we achieve comparative advantage? We're also interested in driving productivity. We're interested in looking at how we can bring some incentives back into the economy, perhaps through adjusting the taxation system that we have. We're looking at how we can improve our trade and investment picture and how Australia can find its place in Asia in particular, as well as in the world.
Well, that's an interesting question in itself, because, I mean, you're in quite a contrast, as you said, to a lot of developed and indeed developing economies in that region. You know, you've had a good war, as it were. But the point now is you are in a particular region that's had issues. I mean, you only have to see the number of people who are trying to get into Australia illegally to know that the balance of economies is such that people want to come to you by whatever means they can. I mean, does this speak to your position in Asia?
Yes, it does. I mean, clearly I'm biased, very biased, Roger. So let me simply state unequivocally that Australia is the best country in the world to live in. We often win the world's most livable cities status competitions in many of our cities. It's a very attractive place where people live well. But as a result of that, and directly related to that, we've become a very high-cost economy. It's expensive. And as a result of that, for example, our manufacturing sector is diminishing substantially. For example, the car industry that we've had in Australia for nearly 60 years now is about to up stumps and completely leave. General Motors, Ford and Toyota, who are our three remaining substantial assemblers here, and behind them, of course, there's a huge supply chain employing many tens of thousands of people. It's going to be closing in 2017 at the latest.
And that's because of high labour costs, basically.
It's because of high costs, including high labour costs, high cost of energy, high cost of overheads, high cost of rent, high cost of real estate, compared to, for example, Thailand and China, of course, where these industries have been dramatically growing.
And high taxation, is that a problem too?
It's not all that bad when you look at the full cost of taxation. That's not been too big a deal. But by the way, another big issue is that multinational companies, and they've been named in Parliament, and they've been named by various analysts, such as Google and Apple, have been named as companies that have been paying very, very little tax in Australia because they find ways to move their so-called profits to other countries. And that is partly because corporate taxes here have been of the order of 30%, which is a lot higher than in a lot of other places. And our government has not engaged with those companies as well as it should traditionally.